So this is John McGovern with Dennis Hall. We're on May 31st, and we're on the Defense SOAP sponsored World Wrestling Resource Conference Hall. So tonight we cover this time of year where it's already June, and the summer's going to go fast. We have University Nationals coming up this weekend, and those winners will go to the World Team Trials, some of the top guys, and then they'll compete to see who represents the U.S. in October in Finland at the University World Championships, and then the FILA Cadet winners would qualify for the Cadet World Championships in Baku, Azerbaijan. So it looks like most freestyle state grapple tournaments are completed, and a lot of states are putting their teams together for Fargo Junior Nationals. Dennis, you want to talk a little bit about just Wisconsin and how they do it? So I know each state's a little bit different, but how Wisconsin put together their junior national teams for Fargo?
Yeah, up here in Wisconsin, they have a state tournament. We had it the first weekend in May, and the top two guys from Wisconsin are guaranteed a spot on the cadet or junior national teams in each style. Then after that, what happens is kids go to camp. You can also gain more spots for your state by competing in a regional competition, and if you place in a regional, I believe it's if you win it, you get three more spots for your state, three more entries, I guess, for the style that you took first in at your region. So right now, I know in Wisconsin, two guys are guaranteed a spot for junior nationals or cadet nationals. But 4 or 5 days before junior nationals, they have a camp. Kids can go to camp. You don't have to be a guaranteed qualifier. You can be 7th, 8th in the state in freestyle or Greco and go to camp and have a chance to earn a spot on a team, which is good. You know, if you go to the camp, you will be able to wrestle off for a spot for Fargo, which is pretty cool. The advantages of having a system similar to Wisconsin is that it promotes more kids to wrestle and try and compete later in the year. You get kids wrestling freestyle and Greco more. I know a lot of kids that when I was in high school that didn't qualify for the junior national team by placing first or second in the state, but they ended up going to camp, and a lot of times they ended up making a team and being able to compete out in the national championship. But the thing they gained from it was the experience of going with the best kids in the state and being able to compete with them and feeling them out and just make, you know, the mindset. Once you wrestle a kid, changes a little bit, then you figure out that, you know what, he's not unbeatable. He feels pain, he gets tired, and that's information or I guess the things that really make summer wrestling very important for kids.
Yeah, and talk about too, like a lot of the wrestlers going into freestyle Greco, I mean, the ultimate is the Olympic, you know, gold, and you know, a lot of kids will go through there, maybe not win Fargo Nationals or, you know, maybe even like a Ben Provisor makes the Olympic team. How many, you know, talk about persistence. The guy never won the state tournament. Talk about persistence for kids, you know, that are still, you know, have that goal in mind of being an Olympic gold medalist, you know, and they don't.
I think the bottom line is longevity. You know, the more you do something, the better you're going to get at it. And, you know, you got to be on the mat wrestling those styles in order to have the dream of becoming an Olympic champion or world champion. And I think right now, you know, there's so many things going on in a kid's life these days. You know, during summer, kids want to go to the beach and hang out. They want to play baseball. They want to hang out with their friends. It's tough to convince a kid to wrestle those styles, but if you get them to wrestle them, they're going to get better and they're going to have a better season the next year. And that's the most important part. And with these kids, you know, what I push to all my kids club members in my kids club is I want these guys at least trying it in wrestling and practice. You don't have to like it, but 9 times out of 10, these kids end up liking freestyle and Greco more than folk style, which is pretty, it's not unusual. It's actually a common thing with all the kids that I coach. You know, they think folk style after the first time of doing it, they enjoy it and they want to keep doing it more, and they can't get enough of it. And that biggest thing, the hurdles you face, is that the kids don't know the rules. And once they learn the rules, you know, they'll keep coming back. But you got to introduce it to them. You got to kind of tug at their T-shirts to get them in the room. But once you do that, you know, kids love the style. They love the explosion, the quick scorn, and they keep coming back for more. So for me, you know, I think with my athletes, the first thing I do is I introduce them to it, and I tell them, I go, guys, I don't expect you to place at state or win state. I just expect you to go out there and try your hardest and see what you're learning. You know, you learn a lot from just freestyle and Greco.
And for a lot of those wrestlers that are worried about what the college coaches are thinking, I was at the Wisconsin State Freestyle Greco, and I saw Johnny Johnson, Stevens Point coach, and Mike DeRone, Lakeland. A lot of the college coaches are just looking for kids that are going to train year-round and work on constant improvement. So they understand they can come down to a ball drop. And they're not necessarily making a decision on whether or not you win or lose, but whether or not you're competing year-round. So it's just a great thing for kids to do to keep developing in terms of recruiting. And, you know, just kind of going over, Dennis, you know, we got Junior National Duels coming up in June. It happens to be the same week as our camp in the Dells. So some of the teams are interested in coming to that camp at Wisconsin Dells. Register online at worldwrestlingcamps.com and contact Dennis Hall or myself if you have any questions about that. We've got a few rooms left that we can, you know, fill in for some teams. And any recommendations, Dennis, on that camp and why teams should consider that camp? June 27th,
you know,
30th?
I think the big thing is, guys, we teach kids how to train. I'm up at 6 o'clock in the morning in the wrestling room with my shoelaces laced up at 6:30, just working with kids that want to get better. It's not a mandatory practice, but it's one where, you know what, I listen to the coaches and we cover what they want to see covered during that morning technique session. It's an hour longer. And I think what the kids get out of that camp is that, you know what, we're going to outwork people to catch them. And they have a lot of fun at the water park. They get enough time where they can actually enjoy the water park. And at the same time, they're getting good instruction and quality matches. They're wrestling other teams from throughout the Midwest, and it's a great camp.
Yeah. It's really an immersion camp. We have Ray Brinzer's coming, Mark Schwab. I know you're up sun up till sundown. I am there with you, and we'll have a lot of our camp staff. So it's a great camp. Now, this next Thursday, Beat the Streets, Russia versus U.S., and it looks like a wrestle-off at 60-kilogram with Humphrey and Scott, and the winner faces Bunch to make the Olympic team. And that's in Times Square in Madison. I'm sure, Dennis, you probably would have loved to compete in that environment. What are your thoughts on that event? For Beat the Streets?
You know, I think it's a huge event. It brings awareness to wrestling. Anytime you're in a big city like that and you're wrestling off for an Olympic team, there's going to be a lot of excitement at the event. And just, you know, hopefully you get the best guy there and he goes and wins a medal at the Olympics. That's what all the guys are shooting for.
Yeah, and it sounds like they're going to have it televised, I think, delayed. Possibly June 21st, I might have that wrong, but it's with NBC, so it's great promotion of the sport of wrestling and for a good cause, Beat the Streets, which helps a lot of inner-city kids utilize wrestling to enhance themselves for success. So, yeah, only 56 days left to the London Games, and are you planning on coaching Ben Provisor out there at the Olympic Games, Dennis?
I'm definitely going over. I'll help him make weight, and we'll see if I get a credential. I'm not even thinking about that. If he wants me, he's got to let those guys know that he wants me in his corner. I'll do whatever he needs to help him bring home a gold medal.
That's great. Well, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Defense Soap and Takedown Radio, for sponsoring this call. And thanks, Dennis. And Terry was on a trip, just so everybody knows. Terry Brands was on a trip in Colorado, couldn't make the call because of looks like a lost call out there with where he's at. So probably deep in the mountains, huh? So,
I'd like
to
say thanks to Defense Hope again.
Yeah, thanks, Guy Seiko and Defense Hope for all you guys do. And we'll be in touch next week.